6 and 8. It says this, oh, that I might have my request, and that God would grant me the thing, the expectation that I long for. Take your seats. Oh, that I might have my request, and that God would grant me the thing, the expectation that I long for. I want to talk to you from the subject matter just briefly today, when your request is denied. When your request is denied. Let me start off by saying that false accusations can lead to some of the most hurtful experiences of life. The fact of the matter is they can damage and even destroy people and nations. Job, in our text, had just been falsely accused by one of his closest friends, accused of hiding a secret sin so evil that God was having to severely punish him. You have to remember that Job is suffering as much, if not more, than any person could ever suffer. The fact of the matter is, when you look at Job's suffering, you will discover the loss of all 10 children and all of his wealth, all on the same day. Somebody say the same day. 10 children and all of your wealth gone on the same day. He had the loss of his health due to a very painful disease that was thought to be terminal. The rejection of his wife and relatives, the one that stood and said, I do, through sickness and through health, until death do us part, was the very one that told him while he was going through, why don't you just curse God and die? What about the banishment by his relatives and community to the garbage dump because they feared his disease might be contagious? And now this dear suffering believer has to bear the additional suffering of being falsely accused by his friends. In our present scripture, Job answers the false accusation of his friend Eliphaz. Job knew of no deliberate sin that was in his life, and he did not understand why he was suffering, but it was not due to unconfessed sin. Therefore, he would not falsely admit to sin just to please his friends, nor to stop his bombardment of false accusations. And under no circumstances would he lie and jeopardize his integrity before God. Fact of the matter is, to the contrary, Job would stay true to his conscience and cling to his integrity. And with all the strength he could muster from his disease and weakened body, he would defend himself against false accusations. And so this is Job's reply to his friend Eliphaz. Job says, I'm upset. Anybody ever get upset up in here? Come on, come on. Job said, I'm upset because I am suffering so much. And it's not because I am a sinner. In other words, I'm upset because I don't understand why I'm going through what I'm going through. And so the comments of one of Job's so-called friends about his trials and troubles had only made matters worse for Job. And can I please tell you, you got to be careful what you say. Amen. You ever been in the hospital and somebody come to visit you and you felt worse, amen, after they left than when they first got there? Job's so-called friend had discouraged him and made him feel worse. And it caused Job to become more discouraged than ever. And it did not do a thing to help explain why Job was experiencing his trials. And so Job, after being discouraged by his friends, he laments that God did not answer his requests regarding and concerning his situation. You know, sometimes the devil will make you feel like God is not listening to you. But I stopped by here to let somebody know, I don't know who, but to let somebody know that God is on the throne and that God, he hears us when we pray. And so we note the desire of Job. Job had a desire. He had a petition before God. And not only do I want to look at Job's desire, but I also want to look at the denial of Job's request. Because when you look at our scripture text, when you look at it, you will discover the desire of Job. Because in another translation, it says, "My request." The King James says, "Oh, that I might have my request." And what was this request that Job referred to in our text today? Well, the answer is found in the text following our text. But it is the request that God would take his life. The pain and the suffering had become so heavy for Job to bear that he asked God to destroy him. That is, to take his life. It was the only way out that Job could see in the clouds of his troubles. He wished that God would crush him. His request was that God would cut him off from life. You have to understand that he spoke honestly and emotionally about his intense ordeal. And before you point your finger at Job, you got to walk first in his shoes for a little while. Oftentimes it's easy for us to encourage other people and to tell them to hold on and to tell them that God loves them and that God would never leave them nor forsake them when we are not experiencing the same thing that they are experiencing. But in his mind, he had suffered enough. And somebody, you may have come to church here today and you say, "God, I just cannot take no more." Have you ever been there? Anybody want to be transparent just for a few moments and say that I've been there and I've already done that? It seemed like the weight on my shoulders was too heavy for me to bear. And God, if you don't intervene, and if God, you don't do something in a hurry, I don't think that I'm going to be able to take it anymore. You got to remember, his friend Eliphaz had rebuked Job for complaining too much and for becoming discouraged. And so Job longed for his friends to offer comfort to him. Who else do you think ought to bring you comfort and you ought to be able to cry on their shoulder except for a friend? But here his friend come and he's looking for comfort. He's looking to just, sometimes people just need you to be quiet and just listen to what they have to say. And when they got through listening to Job, guess what? Their reply did not make Job feel any better. Now you got to understand why Job prayed this prayer. God, I want you to take my life. Well, Job's purpose in prayer and in wishing for death was twofold. First, he longed to be set free from all of his pain. And how many of y'all know death would bring him much needed relief? And then secondly, in the comfort of the afterlife, he would have one joy or consolation, and that he had not denied God. In other words, Job said, in the midst of everything that I'm going through, God, if you take me right now, if you take me right now, God, then I have the consolation that I've walked up right before you. And in the midst of everything that I've been going through, God, I have not denied you. Fact of the matter is, it was the same Job that said, though he would slay me, yet will I trust him. And I'm just wondering here today, is there anybody that have the testimony of Brother Job that, God, though you slay me, though I'm going through, God, though I cannot see my way out, God, I'm still going to trust you. Tell your neighbor, trust in the Lord, trust in the Lord. No matter what you're going through, keep on trusting in the Lord. I trust in God wherever I may be, on the mountaintop or out on the raging sea. Though billows roll, he keeps my soul. My heavenly Father watches over me. Can I encourage y'all here today to just keep on trusting in God? I will trust in the Lord. I wish we'd bring these songs back to the church. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord until I die. And so Job could go to his grave with a clear conscience, knowing that he had not forsaken, nor have he spoken wrongly of God. Job wasn't the only person that felt this way. Others have made the same request. You remember Elijah, after he had fled from Jezebel, he prayed in self-pity that God would take his life. What about Brother Jonah? Jonah, even though because of his disobedience, God had to punish Jonah. But when you look in the fourth chapter of the book of Jonah, right around the eighth verse, that eighth verse said, God caused a dry east wind and the sun beat down on Jonah's head so that he became faint. And the Bible said that he begged that he might die. Jonah said, it's better for me to die than to live. But how many of y'all know the devil is a liar? Somebody, you come to church, you feel it's better to die than to live. But I stop back here to tell you that I'm prophesying life over you today. I shall live. Somebody say, I shall live and not die. No matter what I'm going through, I got to live. I got to live. Come on, say it. I got to live. I don't care what the doctors say. I've got to live. I don't care what I'm going through. I shall live and not die. So many people try to take matters in their own hands. They commit suicide and they take overdose of medicines and they use other methods of self-infliction. But guess what? All they're doing is to themselves. It's not permanent. What you are going through is not going to last always. I come to encourage somebody. What you're going through today is not going to last always. Pastor, you don't know how long I've been going through this. That's all right. It's not going to last always. Better days lie. Better days lie ahead of you. Don't limit the power of God. God can do anything but fail. God can heal your body. God can bring you out. How many of y'all know God can speak to the storm that you're going through? God can bring peace in the midst of your situation. I don't know who I'm talking to. God can do it. You ought to shout, I know God can do it. God can do anything but fail. And so he says, oh, that I might have my request, and that God would grant me the thing that I long for. All I want God to do, Joe says, take me out of my misery. I can't take no more, but I got good news for you. Every child of God, God made a promise to all of us. He would not put on you no more than you can bear. And so what that means is if I'm going through it right now, that means that God's going to bring me out of it. That means you got to have a hallelujah praise. You got to have a hallelujah anyhow. I'm not going to let my troubles get me down, but when my troubles, when they come my way, I'm going to lift my head up high and say, I'm going to say hallelujah anyhow. And so that was the request of Brother Job. But then when you look further, you'll see the denial of Job's request. And it's in the same text. Oh, that I might have my request. Job's lament, Job's moaning, Job's crying out indicated that his request had not been granted. As long as he could cry out, that meant that his request had not been requested. His request was, in fact, denied. Because I need y'all to know something, that even if you feel that way today, that God doesn't answer such prayers. For he is not the destroyer of his people. How many of y'all know it's the devil, it's Satan? He's the one that steals. He's the one that kills. He's the one that destroys. How many of y'all know we have an enemy out there today? The devil wants to steal your joy. The devil wants to steal your peace. The devil wants to steal what God has invested within you. Fact of the matter is, the devil wants to destroy you. How many of y'all know death is an enemy? Tell your neighbor, death is an enemy. God won't answer any prayer for an enemy to destroy his children. The devil cannot destroy you. Why? Because the hand of God is upon your life. You are a child of the Most High God. Now you got to understand the law of sowing and reaping may result in death. But when he reigns on earth, there will be no more death. Because it's the devil's desire to kill all of us. One thing I know is Job could say, God, I thank you that you did not answer my request. That the same can be for Brother Elijah. The same can be for Jonah. That God, I thank you, you didn't answer my request. Because if God had answered Job's request, look what he would have missed out on. Can I encourage y'all here today to just keep on holding on to God? I don't care how rough it is. I don't care how rough it gets, Diane. Keep on holding on to God. Tell your neighbor, hold on, hold on, hold on. Don't throw in the towel. Don't let go. I know it's rough. I know it's tough. I know that it seems like the mountain cannot be climbed. But hold on. Hold on to God. We used to sing a song, hold on to God's unchanging hand. Build your what? Hopes on things eternal. And do what? Hold on to God's unchanging hand. Had Job given up? Had Job did what his wife had told him to do and curse God and die? All of his living would have been in vain. But thank God that God is a good God. Thank God that God is a merciful God. Thank God that God is a faithful God. Thank God that God knows what all of us are going through. Thank God that God knows our uprising and God knows our down setting. Thank God he did not answer Job's request. But because Job held on to God, when you get to the last book of Job, you will discover something, Sister Kathy. Because the text says that God doubled everything that Job lost. And I come here to tell somebody today, and I'm almost finished, but I come here to tell somebody today, hold on to God. Hold on to him, because God's getting ready to give you double for all of, somebody ought to shout double. Why? Because God, he's no respecter of person, and God is getting ready to, he's getting ready to give you double for all of your troubles. God says, you're going to look at me, you're going to help me. You've been through the storm and you've been through the rain. But God said, don't worry about it, because I'm getting ready to give you double for all of your troubles. Because you did not deny me, because you did not curse me, because you did not listen to the enemy, because you didn't get distracted. You might have been a little discouraged along the way. You might have felt like giving up. I got to go now. But is anybody here that would be honest with us and said, I almost let go. It don't matter how long you've been saved. It don't matter how much anointing you had. But because of what I was going through, I almost let go. But aren't you glad? Hey, that your request was denied. And the reason you're glad, because God, he was making something beautiful out of your life. For every mountain that he's brought me through, for every storm that I had to tunnel through, it didn't do nothing but make me better. You ought to tell your neighbor, I'm not bitter. I'm better. I don't have a frown on my face. I can't help but smile. I can't help but laugh. Because after all I've been through, I still have my joy. I still got peace. I still got my deliverance. I still got my shout. I still got my dance. I still have the victory. After everything I've been through, hey, God been good to me. God has spared me. God has blessed me. Have I got a witness? Wave at me. Wave at me and say, you got a witness. You got a witness. I'm glad he kept me. I'm glad he spared me. I'm glad I'm alive. I'm glad I'm well. I'm glad. Somebody say, glad, 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 glad. I'm glad that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth
out of all of them, this poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all of his trouble. I'm glad I cried out unto the Lord. I'm glad he heard me. He pitied every groan. Long as I live and trouble rise, I will hasten to his throne. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. I'll bless him when I'm up. I'll bless him when I'm down. I'll bless him when I'm sick. I'll bless him when I'm well. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Oh! Oh! Take a moment to bless him. Bless him. Bless him. Bless him. Bless him. Bless him. He's been so good. He's been so merciful. He's been so kind. Bless him. Yes. Yes. Oh, that I might have my requests and that God would grant me the things I long for. But God, even if you don't do it, your request might not be death. Your request might be healing. Your request might be deliverance. Your request might be financial. But oh, Lord, I need help closing. Somebody say, oh, Lord, I didn't hear you. Oh, Lord, even if you don't do it, even if you don't do it, I know you're able. Somebody shout, I know you're able. I know you're able. I know you're able. You're more than able. So if your request is denied, know that God is in control. And God, I want your will to be done. Not my will. Come on, I need somebody to say, not my will. But God, your will be done. Come on, tell him, not my will. Your will be done. I made my request. I made my request, but not my will. Lord, let your will be done and help me to say yes. Yes. Yes to your will. Yes to your way. Yes all day. Yes. Everybody stand. Everybody stand.
when your request is denied. God, you let your will be done. Because God got some double. I said, God's got some double for you. But you got to hold on. Come on, tell your neighbor, hold on, hold on. Pat them on the shoulder. Don't shake their hand. Pat them on the shoulder. Pat them on the shoulder and say, hold on, hold on. Come on, pat somebody. Y'all ain't patting. Pat somebody and say, hold on. Your blessing is on the way. Your healing is on the way. Your deliverance on the way. Your financial blessing is on the way. Hold on. Hold on. Oh. Don't give up. Don't throw in the towel. Hold on. I'm going to stop. Hold on, my brother. Hold on, my sister.